Hello. Hello, everybody. Well, it's Monday evening here, and decided to go ahead and get this done before the day closes. And it's probably going to be a long one because there's a bunch of different things to cover. We have a lot of exciting ministries, a lot of needs, and opportunities. My goodness. Let's see, let me start with Saturday morning, our intensive institute. Okay, let me see, I woke up, I had not had a good night, my fever was back, but I wasn't feeling bad in the morning, so I decided I would go to institute, get it started, make sure everything was running smoothly, and then I would leave Tim teaching and my coworkers and the rest of the guys doing their work, and then I would take off for the emergency room, which is what I did. We had a great crowd there, about 65 more or less were in person, and another, I'm not sure how many were watching live, but some of them were communicating with us, a number of them. One of the groups was the picture that you see in the, where the three young people are showing their notebooks. Okay, so they are, I just checked it, they are 4,000 miles from us in the capital city of Equatorial Guinea, basically central, well, the center of Africa from top to bottom anyway. So, they're on the same time zone, so they followed us at the same time the entire time, and then sent us some pictures, and at the end of the day, when we had our closing session, at the end of the session, I was able to show a video where they sent us a greeting. So that was cool. We played it over the system and saw them talking to us, and that was really neat. There's a young missionary couple there. They're from Mexico. The lady, the girl, she was a girl when we knew her. Her name was Aidem. She later got married and then ended up there as a missionary. But they have a group and a church started there, a little Baptist church. And so these were young people from the area. There were just three in the picture. There were more of them, apparently, but some came and went. And these three did all of it, did the certificate work and so forth. So anyway, it was an excellent day. Tim did a fantastic job, and the people were delighted. And we were stretched because we, in the church building there, we didn't want to, this time we didn't use the same place that they sat for the study to be used for eating. So we used the entire basic footprint of the bottom of the church building. Remember, European churches aren't like American sprawling buildings, and ours is bigger than many, but still, completely everybody eating in a completely different place so that all those preparations could be being done simultaneously. And anyway, it was a very, very good day. I went to the Capitol, to the ER there, and ended up seeing a doctor. Her name was Anna. I gave her a Peace in the Heart book later, and also to Iñaki, who helped me there. And so they took some analysis, and in the end, I do have an infection, and it's probably related to my kidney stones. But anyway, so they gave me some antibiotics. I've already started taking, and today I'm going to find out actually the final results to see if they gave me exactly the best antibiotic or not. So I got back to church during the third session and just stayed there the rest of the day and was able to be with them all for the rest of the institute. So I was glad about that. It was a long and tiring day for sure. But it was very good, and the Lord gave us a great institute. That was number 51. There were 13 or 11 or something like that who did the certificate work. And then on Sunday, we had a full house on Sunday, a lot of visitors. After the services, we were, a number of us were talking to different visitors who were asking to talk, you know, and just typical. This happened several times on Sunday with different ones of us where, you know, I talk with a young lady and she says, I've got I don't think the Lord wants me to be living with this guy and whatever, you know, and I'm thinking that's not to be dealt with right now. It's really not even your problem. So I put her with someone else, put her with one of the coworkers, and then I went to a guy and he had the exact same sex, opposite story. He was there and he was teary eyed because things weren't just going well with his girlfriend. And, you know, these are people who just walked in the church. I don't know where they came from. And so we're going to meet up with them this week, you know, find out salvation's the main need, probably. And anyway, find out where they are and then see how serious they are about really giving themselves to God or not. But that was like, I don't know how many there were. I got a note brought to the pulpit by a little girl visiting. She was visiting. She written me a note, brought it up during the message while I'm preaching. And it had to do with her mom's. Anyway, it was just all kinds of different situations and many, 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 many needs. Broken lives just destroyed by bad decisions. Meanwhile, there's some good news. John led a man to the Lord. His name is Yvonne. His wife has been coming to church for months now. He has Alzheimer's, but he comes and goes in and out of self-consciousness, I guess you could say. And so Juan didn't know what he was going to face, but he went there and was able to have a very clear, simple chat with him. And he had apparently put his faith in Christ. His name is Ivan. Then Mimi led a lady named Carmela to the Lord as well. So that was two adults saved this week, and we'll see how they progress. What else? A lot going on. David, our son, is leaving. I think he's already left now with another three pastors in a van and two vans. They're driving basically, as I understand it, they're driving 28 hours up to Krakow, Poland, to drop off two van loads of supplies that are going to be passed from a church in Krakow, Poland, to churches in the Ukraine. And they've gotten a bunch of money from different churches and whatnot. Our church brought bags of, they had this list of dry goods and pharmaceutical stuff and, you know, non-perishables. And so we had bags and bags of stuff. And then those who wanted to could give an offering. So we ended up sending about $400, which David took to a pharmacy in Idun where our daughter-in-law used to work. And the owner of that pharmacy sold him as much as he wanted, as much as he could buy in at cost, all kinds of pharmaceutical thing. I haven't even read through the list really. And then Danny helped them. They bought batteries. They spent, as far as I could tell, they had spent just about $4,000 in two stores. That wasn't even including the pharmacy. So just buying all kinds of supplies, flashlights, and I don't even know what all, but a bunch of things. And they should be on their way. They're gonna spend the night in France tonight in Bordeaux. Then they're driving all the way, I think, to the Czech Republic, spending another night there, maybe the home of the pastor or vice versa tonight. I'm not sure which. Then they get there, unload. They want to bring refugees back. There are tens of thousands of them, but we're not sure. It's chaotic, and there are trucks, huge trucks going up with supplies from all over Europe. I don't know where everybody's going. I don't know who they're taking this stuff to, who's delivering this stuff. We know that what we're doing is going through churches. But as far as bringing people back, apparently there are mafias involved, and the authorities are cracking down because there's all kinds of nasty stuff going on with children, as it would be almost predictable. And so we're not sure. They want to bring back refugees. but they want to do it legally, and they don't know what they can do. So we'll find out about that. That would be to be back after the trip, 2 days to get there, be there, come back 2 days. They should be back by Saturday. And I hope to do at least one interview with David on the YouTube channel, and so he can tell us that story of how it went and what God did. So that's been going on. Then I want to share a video with you after this. I'm going to cut it down to just a little bit. It's over 2 minutes, and it's very repetitive. But it is Pastor Luis, the Peruvian pastor, who went up into the Amazon area, but he was also over in a border area between Peru and Bolivia. And he interviews this pastor up there, Peruvian pastor, I believe. They've just had a service. He didn't really get the service much, but you can see there it's an open-air service out in the middle of the plains, a high part of the plains. And then he does scan over, and since he's speaking in Spanish, what that pastor says is very repetitive. He's just thanking the missionary pastors over and over again for all they're doing and all they're sending. But my pastor friend, who's actually recording, says that what's in that valley, as you look at it, as he pans out across the valley, is the border between Bolivia and Peru. So just so that you get an idea of that, he should be back already. Well, he is back, and giving some more information on that. So I still hope that in the future we'll be able to figure out a way to really be a help to them. The Ayerbe Road, we are less than a month from our apologetics retreat, and nothing's been done on the road to the farmhouse. Of course, not on the mud at the farmhouse either. So we would at least love to have the road fixed. So if you would pray that God would move the town authorities to get on that. It's already approved. They're going to do it, but when? So that's one thing. And then what else? Okay, yeah, nothing. Feeling better. Very weak. Had some weird things. Some things showing up on my face, and I don't know if it's reaction to the antibiotics. I've got some air bubble kind of things over my eye and under my eye, and my lip swelling and whatnot. So not sure what's going on there. But on Wednesday, I have my yearly review, my diabetic review at the Pamplona Hospital, and they do a fairly good blood checkup and a thorough thing there. So I'm hoping maybe something can be found out there as well. But mainly, what I want you to pray about is that last year I gave them all the Peace in the Heart, or what is in English, Inner Peace book, and this year I want to give them the Gospel of John study book that David Bell and I published, and I hope to give one out to all of them, which is, I think, last year it was 22 of those who work in the, endocrino department, whatever, the endocrine, I don't know what it is in English, but anyways, the department that handles diabetes and all that. And so I'm going to give one to the head doctor, who I know well from all these years, but then all the doctors under him, and then all of the nurses and secretaries and so forth. So that'll be exciting to get that book in the hand of each of them. Okay, this has probably gotten very long. I'll be sending a little bit more media, but that's it for the report. Thanks a lot. God bless you. Goodbye.